You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good morning and welcome to Water Online Radio's live day two coverage from ACE 14. Year three, Todd, of covering this great event. So far, it has been everything I hoped for. It's been a great event. Amazing conversations, amazing innovation, technology. It's everything we ever wanted.
Well, one amazing conversation after another. Lots of variety in the different topics. This world focus,
yes,
I find particularly fascinating.
It is a more global conversation than we've ever had at ACE, yep. And that's really exciting. But I expect our next conversation to be just as scintillating as the last. Say hello to Linda Eisenman. She's a business development manager with Palintest. Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd. It's been fun.
Now, it's going to be a lot more fun once you get to continue talking to the Todds.
Sure.
We're having a great time. Start us off by giving us a 10,000-foot view of Palintest. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Well, Palintest is a very interesting company. We're a water analysis company, but we're not your every run-of-the-mill, you know, colorimetric company. We have some really unique products that set us out in the market. We have our sensor technology, which is EPA approved, and nobody else has it on the market. It's fast, it's simple, you have data logging capabilities, and it's just an exciting product to bring to the marketplace.
Let's shift the context a little bit to problems that are solved. One of the things that's really tough is to find certain contaminants. Some are kind of obvious, some are not. Talk a little bit about those really tough to find contaminants.
Right. Well, disinfection control seems to be the methods that are being used today with the chlorodioxide. Those are harder contaminants to track down by conventional methods. So we have a new product out. It's relatively new. It's EPA approval this month, and it's called the Chlorodox Plus, and it will actually do your chlorine dioxide, your chlorides, and your chlorine. So we get all the way down the street process stream from when you first put in your treatment all the way down to the end of the line, so you can make sure you're getting the right disinfectant for your product line. And then also you have your microbiology problems, you know, with your coliform, that there's no real simple way, especially for people who are out in remote places, to bring in their samples. Well, we now have kits where you can take them out in the field and even run your incubators out in the field with battery-operated instrumentation. So we're trying to make it easy for everybody to be able to get quality water.
Well, you just made a point about this new product of yours that's EPA approved. And I suspect a significant portion of your all's time is spent monitoring the EPA and seeing what they're up to, what they're coming out with. Any changes to their list of regulated contaminants that we need to be paying attention to?
Well, I think pharmaceuticals and personal care products are probably going to be big in the next few years.
Really?
As well as the metals, especially lead. We have done some work with the EPA on our scanning lead analyzer, so it's an approved method through the EPA, and it also saves our customers a lot of money on having lead tested in their products. It's about 3 tests to 1 for ion chromatography. So we're trying to help them save money and then actually let them be accurate at the same time. Of course, viruses are always hard to capture, and you know that's just some market that we're going to have to go into, and I think everybody's going to have to look into that marketplace. And then you have hormones, which there's a lot of hormones in the out there that are in meat, and hormone replacement therapies and things like that. So those are all things that are long-term, we got to find solutions to that are economical.
Gosh, Todd, all the conversations we've had, I've never thought about capturing viruses.
I've heard the hormones of the pharmaceuticals.
A whole other realm
Well, you know, and it makes me wonder. I mean, you and I, it's one thing for you and I to be unaware that those things are important. How about in the, you know, water treatment professionals? Are there things like this, different contaminants that are overlooked or not really scrutinized enough?
I think they're becoming more scrutinized just because of the more stuff that's out there. I mean, you have to think about viruses that affect the humans that are contact through saliva and blood and things like that. And the hospitals have done a great job of keeping that down. But the normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill stuff that's happening in your house, that's going to continue. And I don't think we've focused on that. And I have a molecular biology background, so those are things I think about. And, I mean, UV is great, but for a guy in the lab to test to see if he has viruses, he's going to have to send that out to, you know, his local testing lab to look at that. And those tests can be expensive. Mm. So I think that's a someplace down the line, somebody's going to develop something that's local for the lab.
Yeah, yeah. We mentioned a new product earlier, and you are exhibiting here at ACE 14. Anything else that you guys are bringing to market?
Well, we are. We're looking at adding several of the heavy metals to our scanning analyzer systems. So that will give more depth to the people who are testing for those. We have an arsenic kit that's digital. So it's not just a visual arsenic test. We can actually have a digital reading on our arsenic now, which is great because I don't think there's many out there. And with more and more demand on testing for arsenic and the limitation levels getting lower and lower, I think that puts us in a good position that people don't know us for. And that's my job.
You'll do it well.
Yeah, Linda, it's so easy to get enamored with the large water treatment systems because they've got all the latest technology and they've got a little more money and people to do it. But talk a little bit about the challenges that the smaller communities have and the smaller water treatment.
Yeah, well, this is a thing that's near and dear to my heart because my father's actually a water and wastewater treatment plant operator in a small town in northern Indiana.
You better care then.
Yes, I do care. And I mean, and he's got labs, but there are people out there in rural America, real rural America, they don't have a lab, or you have one guy covering five or six different facilities because we don't have the new up and coming, the young kids don't want to do this job. And so that I see as a problem for the water industry is getting younger people excited about what this job, because this is an important job to the country. It's water technology. I mean, you got to have safe water. And so we have our kits that are portable laboratories. We do all your physiochemical testing as well as your microbiology testing in two hard cases that you can beat the heck out of, and they're good to go. That's kind of what we're focusing on, is we're trying to help out the small guys, keep tests simple where you don't have to have a lot of education. You don't have to have a PhD in microbiology to use the test, but in the turn, you get good results, and you can count on your results, and you can report your results to the EPA.
Palin Test is certainly well known for its history in recreational water measurement, but we're moving and transitioning into environmental and municipal. Walk us through how that transition's going.
It's interesting. It's fun. I've been in that industry for quite a few years now, and I love the water people, and all they really want is a quality product that's easy to use. And so my goal is having such a large territory. I cover all of the U.S., Canada, and Central America.
Oh,
that's kind of large. That's all. That's all.
Have you ever flown on an airplane?
No. And so, of course, I'm looking for distributors, as always. But with our unique products and them being so simple to use, we just need to get the word out that we have quality products. They're simple to use. And I think people will, you know, just get, once they find out how easy it really is, I think it's going to be an easier transition into the marketplace.
Give us your perspective on financing. I mean, we've heard trillion, billion-dollar numbers thrown around, you know, particularly with regard to infrastructure. And back again to the smaller communities, how big a role is the money in all of this and the return on the investments?
Well, the smaller guys, they do have budgets. I'll give you that. But if they find a quality product that meets their needs and they can get the data logging that they need and meet the requirements, they're not afraid to spend the money. I mean, they can justify the money. I'm used to helping people justify money. I don't have a problem with that. But our prices are in their ballpark, so it's not a huge commitment on their price. I mean, our chlorescence, which is a little, you know, chlorine and free and total chlorine instrument, it's under $1,000. So these people can afford the instrumentation that they need to have quality products.
Well, when we speak with Linda Eisenman in ACE 15 and 16 and 17, what are the things we're going to be talking about? What's coming next?
What's coming next? I think you're going to see a greater emphasis on more user-friendly equipment, less crushing of tablets, and more of our scanning technologies, I think, is going to be our future.
That's real exciting. Well, Linda, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about Palin Test?
Drop over to this 1752, and I will be more than happy to tell you anything you'd like to know.
Outstanding. What's your website?
It's www.palintest.com.
All right. Linda Eisenman, the Business Development Manager with Palin Test. Good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. It was nice talking to you, gentlemen.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.